B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. More bad news from the Phillies in baseball. One of the coaches, unnamed, has tested positive for the virus. I don't know how you play. I don't know how you play this weekend. You now have a clubby and a coach having tested positive for the virus. How do you then come into Philadelphia? If you're the Blue Jays and you're homeless right now because you're waiting for your stadium in Buffalo, how do you play baseball in Philadelphia?
You can't. You can't.
And by the way, you know how it works. With every passing day, a new positive test happens. Right? We've seen this, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, we're now at, what, 17 members of the Marlins, or 18, because it went up again today. Another one tested positive, who they expected, but that doesn't matter.
But there is an incubation period.
Yes.
And with each passing day, you worry. So the fact that there were two positive tests, one from a clubhouse attendant in the home clubhouse, and another from one of the coaching staff members, this does not bode well for the rest of the team.
No, it's just a matter of time that there is going to be somebody on the Phillies who get it. And I mean, I don't know, man. Like I just saw a report from like Ken Rosenthal that the Marlins are just signed a couple players. Like you can sign all the players you want. Like you said, the incubation period. You can sign players because this player X tested positive, but tomorrow it's going to be player Y, and then it's going to be player Z, and so on and so forth.
They're gonna be stubborn and try to mush through it.
Yep.
And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be a joke because they're going to try to do whatever they can. And that means 7-inning doubleheaders or whatever bogusness they try to do. Again, the NFL has to be paying attention.
Yes, they must be.
How in the world can it work? How in the world can you play?
Now, let me ask you.
I don't get it.
Let me ask you something, Anthony.
Yeah.
This would really, really suck because it hits home because it's Philadelphia. Do you think Major League Baseball would consider saying, you know what, Marlins, Phils, sorry. We're going to continue with the other 30 teams. We're going to redo the schedules, kind of.
Yeah, but guess what? That's what the MLS did.
Yeah. So
MLS did the same thing.
Could you see Major League Baseball doing it?
Yeah.
And it would really suck because it's our team.
Yeah.
But could you see, because right now there's no players testing positive, but who knows?
Right.
If it gets up to 18 like it did for the Marlins, plus it's in your own clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you see that happening?
Yeah.
And because it's the regional games, right? So you knock off the Phillies, you knock off the Marlins from every team's schedule. You still figure out your division winners.
We could be looking at an MLS situation where the Phillies are out of it.
That sucks.
Where baseball plays and we got no Phillies.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's a nightmare.
Could you imagine?
It's like my father said on the text board, baseball's toast. Toast. No shot.
Scary, man.
It is.
A very scary thought.
So let me ask you about the playback for a second. Fun memories, and it was great to relive it. After hearing the Falcons game and the Vikings game, the two games that get you to the Super Bowl, the degree of fortune, good fortune, was amazing. Down to the weather, right? If you flop the weather in both days, you're not going to win, right? Because the Falcons, if the weather was temperate like it was in the NFC Championship game.
Matt Ryan, Julio Jones.
Right.
Bang, bang, bang.
So the weather was a factor in both games, really. You had these ridiculous, freakish bounces.
Keanu Neal off his knee.
You
had four plays within the 5-yard line or 9-yard line with the Falcons, and they can't score with Julio Jones.
Crazy. There had to have been, I almost want to take the time and go back and look at every aspect of those games, it would be a fun exercise to do and point out the degree of good fortune.
Throughout that season or throughout that run?
I mean, yeah, you can go through the whole season, but at least if you did Atlanta and Minnesota, because even the Minnesota game, there was some fortunate plays in the Minnesota game.
Well, you go before that, a lot of people thought, me included, and I talked about this, if the Falcons lose in round one,
yeah,
the Eagles get the Rams, I believe.
Right.
And I go, I don't know if they're beating the Rams, because the Rams were that high-powered offense. The Eagles already beat them early in the year, so they have the revenge factor. Yeah. And they won that game with Carson Wentz playing majority of that game.
Yeah, and their defense was better that year.
Yep.
If you remember, they were playing a defense. That defense was better. Who was my man, the defensive coordinator from Denver, who went over there? White hair. You know him.
Wade Phillips?
Wade Phillips. That was his first year in with the Rams, and he had guys playing.
Yeah, I thought if they were to face the Rams in round one, the Rams. I thought they were going to lose.
They do. They
so
lose.
How about that? The Falcons upset the Rams. So that's fortune number one in that run.
Right. And then the whole Viking Saints thing. That was the miracle of all miracles.
Yes.
The Minneapolis miracle. How in the world you let Diggs...
I was at your spot for that game.
Yeah, we
Grand Cafe L'Aquila.
Yeah. How in the world... Do they get behind? That's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
That Stephon Diggs, there's three guys there, and they all bang in. The rookie takes the wrong route, and boom, freakish play, touchdown.
Stars aligned. You go from possibly facing Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, that running back crew, to, even though he had a good year, to Case Keenum.
Case
Keenum's no Drew Brees.
If that's not a way to believe in something, a greater power, I'm not saying that God wanted the Eagles to win, but it was certainly their turn to win. And maybe, just maybe, there is a grander explanation. I don't know it. I'm not smart enough to tell you, but maybe there was rhyme or reason.
For everything that could have happened.
Thing to happen. And there's Nick Foles. God bless him, man. He was fantastic in that Minnesota game.
And we were talking about during the break, a guy who a lot of people are penciling as a bust right now, Derek Barnett, gets a strip sack in the NFC Championship game.
Totally.
When it's 14-7.
Yeah.
And that's a moment that we don't talk about, really.
Yeah.
Because that game, it seemed like a rout because it was 38-7.
Yeah.
But if the Vikings tie it there, 14-4, that's a different story.
Forget about it.
Eagles could still win, but it's not 38-7 momentum Philly.
But the whole thing was meant to be. It just felt meant to be. And I didn't see it. Other people saw it. They saw it coming. When Wentz went down is when I stopped believing. Earlier I go, they're gonna we were on board on the Super Bowl train. When he gets hurt, I was done. But there are other people. Nicky from Primos. Big Nick was talking about St. Nick. He put the St. Nick up on the billboard.
That's right.
Let's go to another Nick. Nick in Buffalo. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Hey, Cuz. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there, man. I hope you guys are well and staying safe.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Now, are you living in Buffalo now?
I've called in a couple times. Yeah, I am. I'm from Philly. I live in Buffalo. I've been out here for a couple years now. Yep.
How is it? How is it out there?
It's good. I mean, weather's nice. It's good. It is. We're trying to just like everyone around the world. We're trying to do the best we can. We're patiently waiting the news of what's going to happen with school. I have four kids. I'm waiting to see what the heck's going to happen with the school in the fall, which I'm not too excited about from what I've been hearing, but. We'll wait until you do the best we can. That's all you can do right now.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So I got the NFL plan for you, because listen, we all agree you got the bubble is the way to go. All right, we all agree we have to eliminate travel as much as possible. So here's my plan that I developed within the past 24 hours through my sleepless nights of anxiety as I lay up at night talking about what this world is going on. So here's what I'm thinking. Give me a couple minutes to go
through it. Sure, go.
All right. So you have to get four different locations, okay? 32 teams, 8 teams per bubble, okay?
Yep.
Weeks 1 through 4, NFC East versus AFC North, the Steelers division, right? You pick one team to host those 8 teams. You put them up in different hotels, okay? You work with the local community to find little high schools and colleges in the area so that they have a practice facility to work out and everything. You tell these players from the beginning, you make it very clear, if you leave the hotel for anything other than getting on the bus to go to practice, you're suspended for that week. You do it twice, you're suspended for the year. You have to make it clear to these guys that there's no screwing around, okay? No dining out, no strip clubs, no nothing, okay? You eat as a team, you be as a team. So weeks 1 through 4, you play the AFC North, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, okay? Week 5, the entire league has a bye week. Everyone goes home, you have a bye week, week 5. You sanitize the stadiums, you clean everything, all this and that. Weeks 6 through 9, instead of maybe traveling out west where we were supposed to play San Francisco this year, or Seattle, or Arizona, we travel down the East Coast. We play the Buccaneers division. We play New Orleans, again, a bubble, right? So us and the rest of the teams in our division, Philly, Washington, Giants, right? We go down to Atlanta, and we play New Orleans, Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay in another, you know, newly bubble. Again, three other locations for all the teams. Week 10, you have another bye week. Everyone goes home. You get a bye week. The players are being rested this way. You're taking care of the players, right? They're fresh.
Yeah.
Then you got weeks 11 through 16, all divisional matchups to finish the season. Okay. You go down to that, you know, that crap hole in Dallas just because it's a dome. You're trying to find places that have like domes or turf.
I agree. You're
not doing as much wear and tear on the field because you're having so many games. Washington, Dallas, Giants for the next 6 weeks. Then you have a bye week, and then you maybe expand the playoffs to 12 teams. You figure all that. I don't have all the logistics behind it.
I love your idea. I do. I think your idea is great because I believe in the bubble cities, the four bubble cities.
Only way it's going to work.
I agree with you. I think it's a brilliant plan. I would probably stagger some of the four cities. This way, the entire league is not off at the same time. And I'm able to have, it's easy to do because you just have 2 and 2, right? And this way there's football on all year long.
All year long. You could have the games go from Thursday through Sunday because there's most likely not going to have a college football season. Like we're hoping or crossing our fingers for pro, but for NFL, but
point,
you get Thursday through Sunday,
you come home, you get to see your family, so you're not away for the whole time. Yeah,
exactly. Now again, I don't have all the details. I'm just kind of like I said,
we got
to think outside the box here, man.
I agree, Nikki. It's a great plan, and I appreciate all the thought you put into it.
You're the man, brother. It works out. You guys stay safe, okay?
You too, buddy. You too. Now, I love that idea. And I think there's some merit to it.
Yeah, the suspensions really go a long way. And that's the problem with baseball right now. Now they're talking about instituting some sort of conduct. But the Marlins went, apparently, according to Bob Nightingale, right? He told us, he talked about it a couple days ago. Apparently, the Marlins went clubbing in Atlanta before they came up to Philadelphia. And that's apparently
the story.
And nobody got in trouble for it because there's no rule against it.
Well, right. You can't go bubble-less.
Exactly.
And then, gallivant
around still.
Right, like, it is what it is. Like, but you know that they're going to do that. Anybody. I spent years covering sports, right? On the road with guys, teams. This is what you do. This is what they do. This is what you do. If you were on the road and you were into playing ball, you would do the same thing. Now, I would hope that we would all use better judgment, but I can't sit here and throw stones. I don't know what I would do. Now I know what I would do, but I don't know what I would do 15, 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. Hey, maybe you are going out, but there's no rule.
Right.
So in the NFL. Well,
that's the whole point about the bubble. Implement them. You have to have a bubble. And if you have these bubble cities, and I like the idea that you get to go home. The only snafu is You're traveling, right? So you're traveling home. Now, again, you're limiting that. You can get away with buses at some point, get away with, you know, short plane rides, except for Dallas. But I like Nick's idea, because there's no way else you can play unless you have some sort of bubble situation. I will tell you this, Andrew, one of the things that would excite me is if they moved college football to the spring so we still had it. But what Mike Garofalo talked about it, and he said it like he knew something, that they would spread around the games, which would make perfect sense. So you would have Thursday night football, Friday night football, Saturday, I'm guessing three games.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right? Just like they do on a Thanksgiving day.
Mm-hmm.
They would do the three games.
Right.
The early, the afternoon, and the prime time. And then you have your Sunday, Monday. So you would have games, really, 5 days a week. And I'd be on board throwing a Wednesday night game in there as well. But really, in all seriousness, if you expanded to Friday night and Saturday and spread the schedule out.
Right.
I mean, they would generate all the revenue back.
Oh, of course.
Like, these streaming companies have endless, endless money. And the thing about the streaming companies, they're dying for content. Now, if I'm Netflix, I go, NFL, what do you want? Because here's the thing. Anybody that doesn't have a Netflix account will get a Netflix account to watch football.
In a second.
Yeah. Right? The other issue that these streaming companies have is production has slowed. So, think about it. Your favorite TV shows all need to be shot.
Yes.
So, production was halted in March. And it's only back in certain places. Like, there's filming abroad, and there's some stuff in studio, but there's not a lot of... So, to replenish, you got to wait to replenish the content. Because, by the way, we go through content quick, right? Like,
yeah.
We binge right through it.
People finish shows the night it comes out.
Believe me, I you're talking to someone who has a script that a real producer loves, and it's supposed to be shot in Philadelphia. And I've been on pins and needles since February, because it was back in February, they were supposed to shoot my movie in the fall. They were talking November, because there's a Thanksgiving, Christmas kind of thing in Philadelphia. So it's the perfect time to shoot the movie. And then, of course, it gets put on hold. So, I don't know all about that world.
Right. Yes, you do.
They're talking about shows, and they're all dying for content. So now, if you give Netflix and Amazon, NFL, they can wait on their... They can produce,
on the shows, yeah.
They can produce pregame stuff.
And Amazon's shown games before, so it can be done.
Well, because you just get the crews from NFL Network and you know, some of the... all you got to do is farm out the crews from Fox and NBC. But that's how it works. All right. I don't know how we're going to play baseball, though. Zach and Ventnor wants to talk about the championship game. So does Joe. Troy wants to talk about baseball. And Mark, the Sixers. Can't wait. We got basketball tonight. Everybody's phone call straight ahead. We talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers. This is I've known the guys from Golden Nugget Jewelers a long time, man. Right at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. Man, they're right down there. They're a terrific jeweler. The heart of Jewelers Row. You want to check them out. Golden Nugget Jewelers. Now, they have all the incredible designers, and everything you need is at Golden Nugget Jewelers. And think about it. Like, I know you're worried about going back in and shopping. They're clean as can be.
And if you're thinking about getting engaged, because now's the time to think about it. Especially those of you that want to get engaged during the fall and winter months. Now's the time to look for the ring. Get the perfect diamond. The experts at Gold Nugget Jewelers, they're there to help you find the perfect match for your perfect match. And they're offering major financing options right now. Unbeatable prices. Now's the time to consume, to be a consumer. You can find the perfect diamond without breaking the bank. It's time to show your partner how much you love them. After all, they've been stuck quarantined with you, right? Visit their store at the corner of 8th and Chestnut or call 215-925-2777. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me the horn, baby! Come on, man!
There it is. You know what that means? Flyers playoff celebration. Your chance to win a Flyers playoff t-shirt. And we're going to do this. The first caller, in honor of Bernie, the first caller at the contest line, 215-263-0975, going to win a Flyers playoff t-shirt. Gear up for the playoffs. Show your Flyers pride with exclusive apparel available only at the Wells Fargo Center team store. Shop exclusive Flyers locker room playoff tees and hats online at shop.com. WFCPhilly.com. Here you go. WFCPhilly.com. Visit store weekdays from 1 to 6. Gearing up for this weekend, Andrew.
And we'll have one more to give away at the end of the show. So in about 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Have another shirt to give away.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. Hang tight because we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. But it's time now for...
old daily number.
There you go. Make sure you paid attention.
Of course.
Yesterday, got a couple bad beats with us.
Screw the Strohs. Bunt. Bunt the damn ball. Come on.
I know.
You're the home team. Bunt.
I know.
Move over to third. Sack fly. Game over.
You.
And we cash on the dog.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Here you go. Where were we?
You went 4-3 yesterday.
So you're still a plus 500. So
yes.
We've had a good week so far in the return to the daily number.
Yes.
We'll have more for you tonight, Cousins Corner, but let's go. You ready, Andrew? You're on the clock.
I'm on the clock first. All right. I like Cleveland tonight. They are dogs right now. But Shane Bieber, I mean, the dude's unhittable. So I'm going to go with Cleveland today. It's minus 102, so it's right. Still...
Well, it tells you something. And I think they can get the Berrios.
I think so. He's a good pitcher, but, you know, Bieber is just a stud. So
I agree.
You're
on the road in Minnesota, tough place to play, but I agree with you. I think you're... I think you nail it there. I'm going to give you... going back with the Dodgers and Stripling... minus 160 over Arizona.
So they're going for a sweep.
Yep.
In Houston. Good. They deserve to lose after last night.
Well, they're playing Arizona Dodgers.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Over under. You know, I've been enjoying these. I've been hitting these pretty well. I hit two on yesterday. 10.5.
You're a totals machine.
Yes. 10.5 runs, Yankees Orioles. It's J.A. Happ. First of all, for the Yankees, so I don't think that's too much of a task for the Orioles to score a few runs, and it's the Yankees against the Orioles, right? So
yes.
I'm
going to
go over 10.5 runs in that game.
I like that. That's a good play. I'm going to give you the Reds, my Reds again.
Yeah, you've been hammering them.
Yeah, they're going to Luis Castillo against the Cubbies.
Yeah, he's a great arm.
And Yu Darvish. So I'll go Cincinnati minus 120.
Okay.
Short.
I like that pick. Where am I at here? Continuing the over-unders. 8.5 is too low for this Rays-Braves game. It's Yarbrough versus Fried. Fried's all right. He's, you know, he's a pretty good pitcher.
Yarbrough's good, but he might be able to pitch count.
I think they're going to score some runs. So 8.5, that's very low. Plus, they've been... Yesterday, they scored 11 runs total, the two teams. The first game, they scored a lot.
I don't know about that pick.
So I'm going over 8.5
runs. I like the yonder.
Okay.
The yonder. Give me Washington. I want a dog. I'm going against my Jays. Plus 140 against Toronto. I'll take the Nats.
Okay.
With a dog play.
One more baseball play. It's not really worth the money. It's at minus 168, but... The Padres lose on a walk-off yesterday to the Giants. I think they bounced back today, beat Gabe and the Giants.
Yeah, I think so, too. Always, to me, it's an auto play against Gabe. Baskets tonight, give me the Clippers plus 5 over the Lakers. Wait on it because it'll go higher because people will load up on LeBron.
Bet the Lakers?
Yeah, so I like the Clippers.
All right. I'll
plus
take the Lakers
at least
now. At the 5, at minus 5. Right. I like the Lakers. I think the Lou Williams situation, I still don't know. I don't know if he's playing or not. I don't know if he's past quarantine. But I think LeBron's going to come out on fire tonight.
Yep.
So I'll go against you there. I'll go Lakers.
All right. You got Lakers. I got Clippers. That's a war. What are we in wars?
You beat me in the wars so far. I think you're 2-1 in the wars.
I thought 2-0.
No, because I went against you in the White Sox Indians game the other day.
That's right, 2-1.
So you're 2-1. I'm 1-2.
Pelicans Jazz. I love Utah. Plus 2.5. They're going to stay away from them, and I think the Pelicans are the most overrated squad. Give me the Jazz plus 2.5. That line's off.
Although I'm still concerned about the Mitchell and Rudy Gobert fiasco.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm actually looking at the over-under in the score here. 228.5 is very high. Guys aren't hitting their shots just yet. So that high, 228.5, I'm going to take the under.
I like it. All right. You're a totalsman.
Yes.
There it is. That is your... daily number, the daily picks every day at 1:30.
Seeing reports here that the game is postponed this weekend, Phil's Blue Jays.
Yeah.
It's from Ben Nicholson Smith of Sportsnet.
I don't know how else possibly you could play. They got to cancel it. And here's the thing. We played a little cut of Mikey Mizz talking about getting rid of the Marlins. Boot them, he says. Well, now you got to boot the Phillies, too. Because if you got a coach and a clubby, the home clubby, testing positive.
Oh, here. So Charlie Montoyo, who's their manager of the Blue Jays, quote, "We're not going to Philadelphia."
Yeah.
Those games have been posted. They don't want to come. It's just like the Nationals didn't want to go to Miami. And now teams don't want to come to Philadelphia. And, you know, can you blame them?
No.
Now, I want to run something by you. I put up a poll, and I have it actually running till the end of the show tomorrow, because I just put it up during this past break. And it's about Major League Baseball, and it's about the conversation that you and I just had, how we would react if the league kicked out the Phillies. Because it's not just the Marlins, it would be the Phillies, too. If Major League Baseball decided to continue the season without the Phillies and the Marlins, how would you react? Your three options are, I wouldn't watch Major League Baseball, happy if the league continues to play, and who cares, they stink. Both the Phillies and Marlins, right? 68% say, I wouldn't watch baseball. 17% say, who cares, they stink. And just 14% say, happy if the league continues to play.
Yeah, there's no way in the world people are going to watch baseball with no Phillies.
I would.
Yeah, I would too, but we're losers, dude. The regular person with a life, a job,
right.
A real job,
right.
And a life, you know, we're lucky in life. We get to do with our passion.
Yes.
But if you're working 10 hours a day doing your thing, hustling, and you got, you know, whatever you're doing, are you going to be watching baseball?
Yeah, you're waiting for Sixers Flyers now. By the way, poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com today.
All right, let's go to Zach and Ventnor. Zachary, what's happening, Zach?
How's it going, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much. Me and my my work schedule changed a little bit. Haven't been able to call in as much as I wanted, but still listening. I got to call in today. Wanted to say what's up, man.
My man. Appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, one of the first thing I wanted to say is listening to these last few playbacks with retrospect, it's so much fun because I was one of those people, when Carson went down, I'm like, it's done. We're done. I'll watch because I'm a fan. I love the Birds. I was like, we're done. And then we won again. And then Foles didn't look so good, but then we won again. And then we won again. And this Vikings game was the first game I remember being back where I'm like, we got this. There's no one stopping us. And it's cool listening to it, knowing that, okay, cool, there was nothing to worry about.
Right.
But what you said, man, back in the time, I'm like, we're done. It's over. It's a typical Eagles season. But and it didn't happen, and it was great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You're so right because I'm thinking the same thing. I'm going through the game and like you're remembering how uneasy we felt, right? And you're and like, oh my God. And like that Falcons game was excruciating. And then Minnesota, when they go right up and down the field and then they get a three and out. And if not for that interception, I mean, who knows?
I forgot all about Patrick Robinson. What a great guy he was for this team that season. It's amazing hearing his name get called because he wasn't here but one season. And you forget just the impact he had. And he was the key player, dude.
Yeah, totally. He really was.
And so, dude, I had a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about. Like, real quick points.
Sure.
One, Sixers point. One, Ben's coming. League better watch out. Ben is coming.
Yep.
Ben's coming.
Yep.
Sorry, rest of the league. He's coming. Flyers point. They're ready. The Flyers are ready. Did you watch them beat the Penguins?
Yeah. They are so ready. I think you're right. I think one of the things that both teams look like they came back with purpose. You know,
yes.
You don't know how these teams are going to respond coming back and you know, into it, whatever. But both teams look like they look spirited.
They are ready, and I'm pumped for them, which brings me to my Phillies point, dude. You know what, man? I love the Phillies. They were one time my first sports love. But you know what, man? I don't even know if I care anymore. What are they giving me? They're giving me crappy pitching. They're giving me not signing JT Realmuto, telling me to be patient. Why should I be patient? Why should I be patient? This isn't Pat Gillick, who I trusted, or Ed Wade, who I trusted, telling me to sit back. We're going to get this deal done. No, this is Middleton. So the friggin' the raccoon in the garbage can. He's not going to get nothing done, man. I have no faith. I have no faith. And that's why when it comes like, oh, the Phillies going to be around? You know, maybe if they get canceled, then,
yeah.
You know, they'll step up and sign the people that need to be signed and realize, hey, everyone hates what we're doing. We should be better.
Yeah, like, yeah, I hear you, my brother. Zach, it's great to hear from you. So, guy, what do you got?
Oh, I was going to say, Ant, I had one funny story that happened to me the other day. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Give it to me real quick.
So I'm running the other day. I go on my run every day. It was so hot, I had to stop. Out of nowhere came a workout angel. This girl, she ran past me. She slapped me on the butt. She said, keep going, big guy. And then disappeared into the distance on the boardwalk. I've never been more motivated to finish a workout in my entire life. Workout angels, Ant. They exist.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a great. I love it. Was she a little blondie? What did she look like?
She was this dark-haired girl. Real pretty. I saw her for like 3 seconds. She had on purple pants. That's all I remember.
There you go, brother. There you go. I love it, Zach.
I wanted to say, wait, I love you, but she just ran away.
Great story, brother. Ooh. Great story, Zach. How about it? The workout angel. I love that. You know, hot little number. Comes, gives you come on.
Sometimes
gives you the words of encouragement.
Sometimes you need motivation.
That's words of encouragement. Mark in Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Marky!
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
How you doing, Mark?
Good. Love the show. You guys always make me smile through the afternoon. And
thank you, brother.
You're positive through the pandemic, which I like.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I know you guys like fan creativity, and I'm a local music teacher in Levittown. And I wrote a song called We Ready Now, which is I just put up on YouTube, so you guys get like a
very cool
version of it. But we wrote the song in January with the hook, The Wait Is Over. And the thing that's interesting to us now is that it's even more fitting because we waited through the entire pandemic. And then we really waited from 2001 to have the talent we have. This is an all-star squad. And the bubble is working.
I love it. Let me hear it. I'm dying to hear it, Mark. I love it.
Yeah, when you hear with the when you see with those highlights got me fired up because I'm just reminded that we have all-star talent at every position, and even Shake coming up, he's proven he can do it. So we've got a shot.
That's it. That's it. Now you have the song. You gonna play the song for us?
Oh, it is. I mean, I sent it to you guys through email. It is on YouTube.
Okay, so we got it on email. Okay, look yeah, for it, Andrew, in, because we'll play it, Mark. We'll play it for you.
Yeah,
we love that stuff. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm excited.
When you guys hit, play the song for the Sixers song, man, we get the whole family gets down. We start dancing to that old school groove. So this is just a complimentary piece to the fandom so that people could get amped up and see some highlights and celebrate with the Sixers, man. It's going to be a good run. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, I love it. 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 Hey, give it to him, Mark. Tell Andrew what to do.
Oh, you just type in We Ready Now Sixers song into YouTube as you fire right up. And I'll also email it to you guys. But the tag of it is We Ready Now and then Sixers song, and you'll be able to check it out.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. And now, Mark, tell Tunis what to do with the Sixers song. Tell him to play it.
Oh, yeah. Andrew, play that song.
There you go, Mark. This weekend, for real, for real, for real. And we better enjoy every moment of NBA and NHL. Because I don't think baseball is going to last much longer. And who knows about football. Let's go to Troy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Troy!
Hey, Trey, Mark, Anthony, how you doing? I concur with you. We're only on borrowed time with these sports. But let me tell you one thing. As baseball players gone out of their mind, there was the protocols for Major League Baseball, no high-fiving, no fist or elbow bumping. They're supposed to sit in the stands right near the dugout. What did you see this weekend?
Yeah,
high five, fist bumping, elbow bumping.
Yeah.
They're all in. I counted 16 Phillies in the dugout because I froze my screen with no mask on, sitting next to each other.
Yeah,
I mean, the protocols were all designed right
now,
shut down. And why can't the commissioner just say, hey, look.
He's an absentee landlord. About it. He's talking about, before the games were canceled, he was talking about having the doubleheader and playing seven-inning games. Manfred is a fool. He's a stooge.
Okay. All right. Well, he don't have no money in it. One of the owners of the Phillies, the owner of the Phillies say, hey, you people, we're paying you. Here's the protocol. Are you kidding me? Giving fist bumps and high fives?
Well, listen.
This ain't regular.
But here's the thing, though. Forget about it. Because, Troy, I agree with you. I think you're right. But I think it's less about what happens in the ballpark than what happens outside the ballpark. Look, there has to be a bubble. It's not going to work without a bubble.
Yeah, but, Anthony, no. Those words, less in the ballpark, more outside the ballpark. But what you do outside the ballpark, you therefore bring into the ballpark.
Well, right. Well, hear me out for 1 second. You're right that, you know, you guys you shouldn't high five and they shouldn't do it. They've been doing it for their whole lives. So they're going to slip up, right? The whole point is to protect the bubble. So you can do whatever you want inside the bubble. There has to be a bubble in place. And Major League Baseball set this thing up to fail.
Well, yeah, yes. And so does the NFL. I mean, we're only on borrowed time. You think, I guarantee you, they're not going to get paid. There's not going to be no NFL season. And Major League Baseball is going to be shut down, I say, by the third or fourth week in August.
You're probably right, I'm hoping somehow they play football, but I think you're probably right.
But the players themselves.
I know.
We shouldn't be high-fiving. Hey, look, guys, this is only temporary. Next year, God willing, we'll be able to high-five, hug, kiss, whatever. If we're grown men.
I hear you, my man. I do. I hear you. Listen, you can win another shirt right now. Flyers playoff team, 215-263-0975. If you're the fifth caller, you're going to win a Flyers playoff t-shirt. That's right. We're doing it all every hour. Stay tuned. Mikey Miz coming up next. So we'll be giving away shirts on the hour to get you excited. I saw Mikey Miz wearing a Flyers cat.
No.
Yeah, there's a spoiler. Mike Missanelli wearing a Flyers cat. Everybody, listen, have a great day as always. We'll see you a little bit later on for Cousins Corner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.